appreciate it, Mike. You are a three person operator, as I understand. Well, that's good. That makes me think, well, if you know, we're not going to change what we're going to do, but with this assessment, but it's an interesting still concern to those people, the fact that we care about it, and this is something we really appreciate. How do they get the reception on three folks? On committee, yes, yes, David Williams was talking about it last night. He was back up here now. Right. Quick fire, please. Good, good, good. Great. Well, you know, Lincoln does a good job, I think, you know, Lincoln, he's quiet and confident, just flux away at that stuff. Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah, good. Yeah. Do they run out of voting in this sort of thing? Gosh, that horrible. Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's a real bonanza for somebody. He's like that. I know. That's the way I felt when I stopped there at the airport. They were such good people, and they were so poor and so proud. Good. Well, the Mississippi group, you know, they've always sort of felt that they're considered to be sort of the jackass state of the country. And they're proud. Well, you know, the big thing for that school that has been handled brilliantly on there by the valley is that, you know, there's more integration in Southers than there is now. Actually, 38% of all black children in Southwood, all white, majority white schools, and only 28% of black children in Northwood, majority white schools. But this study will see you the morning Monday. Yeah, I guess so. I'm doing my work now today. I'm going to policy. I do that tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And, so I think it's a good idea to go to mine. And then, of course, we have the salute dinner that I planned. That's the day on that. And we want to make that a real big event. There'll be talks to your people. Well, I think we followed up with a second, too. But don't worry, good way to that sort of thing. Just make the orders, we'll get them in there and get a picture. We'll put that on. That's been approved already. I'm just looking at my charter. That's one of the things that got yeah, it's all done. No, they usually include all the things recommended. You just have the time. It's a question of time. But you have to carry a labor report, guys. Pay attention to those people. Oh, yeah. Well, good. I'll look. Good. Don't worry. I'll get my head. Okay, let's get some rest. I was wondering if we ever did get out and read up what I said there. You say something short of interesting culture. But you say it wrong, but it was that follow up, yeah, especially in farm publications, which is where you get some other very much, but it's, they don't, he doesn't remember apparently. You know, it's a real problem, isn't it? We keep, if you just hit this thing.
Well, the farmers, yeah, you have never, when you, if you said, got up every morning and said, I love farmers, they ask what you said, and I say, I think
this is all right to do. I guess what I'm concerned about is this. Oh, shit. I just wonder, maybe with Negroes, I can see more reason for doing it than some others, but I just wonder if those business guys on the planet, that is what I have more doubts about. Because I've seen those guys so recently.
You've seen them, I think was wrong. And now,
I know. They brought in guys in high condition, and I felt like a goddamn fool. Now, what Pete did, you talk to Pete about him, is he the one, what did he say? What was his reason for my seeing them?
He wasn't pushing it. He merely made the point that they were here, that he was going to be here, he wanted to come to my table. I think we should say no on that. We ought to be able to do something.
Somebody, maybe those guys won't come on us. Maybe they'll have the appointments. Maybe we've got the point that they've got so used to seeing me that they expect me to every one of them.
See, that's our fault. And it's more in our thinking than it is in theirs.
Sure.
And it's the mistake they make. Like when you had Rumsfeld Mitch over there and, talking about using the amateur meetings and the thing over here and all this. This is a damn good idea, but if it degenerates into a thing, if one or any of us on the staff has somebody in the White House that the president's got to see, and then what the hell's he use?
I mean, the president put them all on your trade, the president came by and gave them a few minutes.
Yeah. Like Rumsfeld has his congressional class in, and Harry Drake, I want you to drop by that. Well, I think it's probably worth one of those. Could you make the point often like you want people to bring their old grandmothers in there and want to go around? I think we just got to be aware of it, and when it fits, do you feel like doing it?
I feel like it. Sorry, you want to do that or something else?
Well, there are times when it's worth doing some of that to a benefit. It's wrong to fall into what we are in the nature of falling into, but we only have to do all of them just because they're here.
Good.
The blacks, I think, were probably right, though, that they shouldn't have been brought in here without it being planned ahead of time. That you would drop off so that we knew this time to do that stuff.
Well, that's all it was needed. That's the best way. I should have sat in there and sit with them and hear their goddamn pitching. I'm not going to do that.
Not at all.
Earl is in there. Not there. He's a top man.
That shows came in while you were on. Romney's there.
Romney, that lady came up a lot.
Rumsfeld was there. Mitch had been there earlier on education. So there. They're getting that wrong.
So, we've done it. No, we've been glad to talk to
you. That's going to be something else again.
Alan is here, Mr. Senator. And if I just set an hour or 1 hour, and it's over, and I'll say, fine, gentlemen, an hour is just leave 1 hour.
Another drawing of a manifesto or something. Okay. Present it.
Fine.
That's their procedure. It's like that one black one we had a couple years ago.
Manifesto. Okay, read it to me. Thank you. I think you're right about Jim Bailey, that the use of generally staff or staff is no problem. If you have them over at Laurel, there is a problem. Except there's something I could do. There's no problem with the bench. There's no problem with front stuff. There's no problem with Richards. But I think there does some problem with anybody else with Lot Rogers, Lair, Mitchell, Romney, Colby, or of course,
unless you're going up and you want to invite the Rogers, you know, did you have
Henry, he should be an advisor.
I don't get a vote, and I don't look at stuff over myself.
And also, I don't pay him the vote, let him ask him the questions. Hey, those are questions.
I'm not telling him.
You had mentioned the stuff, right, you wanted to see him this morning.
I don't see him, he's ready.
And he was, you know, on standby to see if he wanted.
Well, since he's got a draft, I sort of think. You know, now, all that, that was a good chief's point on our history relation, to be perfectly frank with you. I'm amazed that Henry raised that. Using Sapphire was a way to keep Henry. Henry said, out of the meat grinder, if Henry goes in and says, Fox, here it is, and tries to clear the thing, you're gonna have a confrontation. But Sapphire, with his clever, subtle way, go in and say, the president would love this, and he takes to Henry, does that, and then brings me the copy. But Henry has got this, he's got an obsession, obviously, he doesn't like, he's just off the boat, I can tell. We have voter agreements. And, Henry does not, has got, he has to be considered a agreement, that is his problem. He's got to express himself, he's like the actors, he's got to express himself. And that is where I think we have a real problem, that he's got to either control that, or we're gonna have a hell of a week, or we're gonna have to toss him. Because it's basically a case of, well, he may be right about the case. He's being motivated to a great extent by the wrong reason, which is his passion for doing it and not letting Rogers get the credit for it. Same is true for Salt, for that matter. Salt means happens to be absolutely right, because Smith is an untrustworthy son of a bitch. So there, we wouldn't think about him doing it. But in every area, there is this business in life, and our secret meeting is very interesting. He's doing as much as anything else to kick Rogers. And that's wrong. That's just wrong. You can't do that, and I'm gonna have to do it. I'm gonna shake him up. So there's two. So if we get past this some deal, then by God, it's gonna be there, or we can see it. But he can't. And he can't. I think what he does, I think you gotta remember, I think what you see is the analysis of the child. He uses these little tantrums to get his way. Sometimes.
Or the composure he does. Because he comes, he does it with me, he does it to get attention. Just like a little kid does.
Well,
if you want it. You put him on the couch and you find out there's all kinds of problems. And he got his problems, and he's got his children problems, and he's got his sex life problems, and he's got all these things. And,
well, like, you know, flatter for anybody that comes up and flatters a little. It's a musty thing.
Yeah.
Flatter that. Maybe, you know, maybe I wouldn't do it, but you want to. Of course, he loved to do it. Loved to do it. Not because it hurt us, because he likes to be in there.
Yeah,
the exciting thing came in, so they had a very interesting dog. Kennedy, you've got to remember, this is cold steel now. And by God, there are enemies, and you treat them that way. Treat them just as cold as ice. But you must talk to Rogers. Rogers is a little salty and husky problem. He was back in Muskie's law school. Well, I did 2 years of mine, but too bad now. And Rogers says he's not a nice guy, he's not very smart, and he's not, and so forth. And Rogers is a little tad, who sort of want to go up to every matter. Muskie is a tough politician. He's a tough goddamn foolish politician. And Rogers has got to remember that we don't give him any damn thing. But being treated like any other senator. Okay, what? How does a man by the way, as a candidate for president immediately get special treatment? That's my point. The answer is hell no. When he becomes a candidate, when he becomes a nominee, yes. But until a man is nominated, he does not get any special treatment. I mean, there's one content at the convention. Everything was turned down.
There they got such a. So he's a governor, but if you're going to see here, how about you're not going to see your governor and the governor?
Okay.
Now McCarthy's talking about coming back. And,
oh, is he?
Yeah, which is just fine.
He wants to get on the board. But you know, those guys are really in a spot for them to have to. For them, now Jack has to come out and talk to the fact
yeah.
that they want 73 to draw.
Yeah. President, the Federal Executive Board Chairman, gathered in the county leaders.
They don't have a problem with this meeting, I see. They don't really have anything to say to them. You know, these guys, they are not for, they, we can't ask them to support our insurance. Our government, if that's all, sure, they're part of the system. And they, they're the high part, the hardest thing about something like that, you know. I saw them before, when they were here, and they have, this is an expanded group standard. I do not believe the president should, talk to this kind of group of people. These are underlings. The vice president should be just finding one for him to do. But you should not use the president with this kind of gale of people that are paid people, goddamn. They're paid people, and they're not, and they all shape up, do the job. I shouldn't have to go over talking, I read on this. They're paid civil servant bureaucrats. The younger, they are, I think they're the top level of, if each guy's running a regional office, you're kind of coming for one representation of federal government's got in the state.
Just tell Seth, I mean, he's a